Hey, listen up, idiots. This is your spoiler warning. Also, you might get offended, so warning for that too, you idiots.
Hello, my name is Kyle.
And my name is Ryan.
And when our powers combine, we form...
Experience Grind Podcast?
Yeah, that's the name.
I feel think. Like somebody was not with me on that one.
Was I? Oh, I wasn't. I usually say it.
Yeah, it's a, you look at me weird because I was saying it slowly. It's because you weren't doing it with me.
I was worried about the other AV stuff happening and making sure the outro didn't start playing after the intro song.
Yeah, priorities. I get it. Yeah. But still.
We are Experience Grind Podcast.
Podcast. Oh,
yeah,
shit,
there we're on the same page. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Fucking welcome to the show, guys. Yeah. We're coming in after an episode that you're probably not going to hear because it didn't turn out very well and I don't think it saved, so fuck you. We're moving on to the next one.
Those levels look real high.
Yeah, I started off a little hot.
Okay.
Now I'm moving away.
Just making sure. We don't have to add this out. Who cares? Behind the scenes magic. We're breaking that fourth wall.
We're watching levels live and not caring.
No. So. That's how you podcast, right?
Yeah.
To look at your levels and ignore them. And just go on doing what you're doing.
Speaking of ignoring levels, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
That's not related.
That was not a good tangent or segue.
It's terrible. It's terrible. How you feeling, though, buddy? You've been sick.
I've been a little sick.
I've been worried about you.
I'm getting better. I'm on the upswing. It's taken a while, but I'm back.
If I was Zenyatta, I'd hit you with a healing ball.
Oh, you could also be Mercy or any other healer.
Yeah. So Anna is such a crazy healer because she shoots you with a dart from across the map.
She does.
Like that. I feel that would hurt and then also be like, okay, thanks, but...
It's just like a little mosquito bite.
Yeah.
Like, oh!
Would it be a mosquito bite if it shot from a rifle from 400 yards away? I feel that would still hit you like, ow!
Yeah, I guess it would still hurt
that
pretty
would,
bad.
Not cool, Anna.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, but also maybe run up to me.
It's true. It's true.
Who do you think's healing is the least intrusive?
Oh, so we're just going full into Overwatch, huh?
Yeah.
Least intrusive.
I think Lucio myself.
Yeah, because he does like little waves.
Yeah, you just kind of stand around him and you're getting healed. Mercy's maybe second.
It's a beam. You don't know what that beam does.
Yeah. And then Zenyatta's throwing a ball at you.
Sure. Soldier 76 has like some dust, some little mist
that
floats in the air.
I'd say that's on par with a Lucio.
Mm. Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
I'd say those two are probably it. Yeah. We're not talking about Overwatch, though, today, Kyle.
Maybe at some point. A little bit later.
We shouldn't, but...
Okay, we won't.
we can, but...
We won't be at all.
What are we talking about, Kyle?
We will be talking about our top-rated games of the year 2017.
Yes.
And also the games that we kind of really fucking hated.
Or we're just generally disappointed in.
Sure.
I don't...
You say
let me look at my list real quick. Let me look...
Did you have... Two lists on two different sheets of paper?
There's not a game that I hate this year.
Okay, there is a game that I hate.
Interesting. Yeah, I just have games that I wanted more out of and was disappointed when they came out.
There are actually two. Oh, okay.
Ooh, interesting.
One that I hated and... Okay, two that I hated, two that I was just kind of like, man, really? So...
You are a much more picky gamer.
One of them will be, I think, a surprise to you.
Man, if it's Mario Odyssey, you're just going to hurt my soul.
Well, let's shake on it. I bet you'll be surprised.
But the shake is like, yeah, I'm surprised. I'll just be honest. And oh, you surprised me.
You got to be honest with me,
bro. Okay.
All right, so.
Sure.
Fuck it. What's an opening thing we can
talk
about?
Well, this isn't coming out after the movie episode. So what we're doing this year is we're not going to have a top five list. What we're going to do instead is just talk about our general favorites, and then we're going to pick one game that stood out above them all.
As our number one.
As our favorite.
I like
and
that.
And that's it. There's no rankings, none of that
no
shit.
No top five, no top eight, no top blah of 2017.
Yeah. This is a nice little compendium for
games
you
that
to
we liked,
view,
games that we hated,
listen,
and then our absolute favorite.
Exactly. So if you're ever in need of a game to play, listen to this list and pick something, because I think these are all winners from both of us.
Here's the thing. I think more on movies we align than we will on games. I'm thinking.
I don't think we align very much on movies, to be honest, half the time.
That tells you what I'm expecting for this episode.
Oh, shit. I think we'll be a little bit aligned.
Maybe.
I think there might be a few surprises, but...
Before we get into that, though, buddy, you know, we are in 2018, and we do have a new segment we've started on this show called What You Fucking Hyped / Pumped / Stoked For.
I like
sponsored
it.
By good fan of the show and good friend of the show.
Did I call him an egg?
Fan? An egg, yes. An egg, who is also a bossy, incessant bastard.
I saw.
Yeah,
I saw some of the text messages.
So fuck you,
An
egg.
He's very insistent.
Oh, man, you have no idea.
Also, but... not very well-mannered. So it's just crude, some of the stuff he says. Just crude.
But Ryan, in 2018, what you fucking stoked for, bro?
All right, so this is a game-centric episode. Does it have to be game-related?
Because
I could go game-related, but I have to think on it.
Yes.
All right.
Game-related. And if you have to think,
then I want you to go first, Kyle, because I got to think.
So I'm going to jump in. I've said it many times before. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking pumped because this month is Monster Hunter World.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm very, very, very excited for that because of another game that will show up later on the episode, and I will mention that so that you can have this callback.
Oh, I'm curious as to what that is.
I know you are. I know you are. I'm very excited for Monster Hunter World. Okay. I am very, very, very excited for the release of the remaster of Shadow of the Colossus. I know you don't give a shit.
God damn.
But I'm so fucking stoked. Actually, what I'm planning to do is to do an all-day live stream where I play the whole game. Okay.
That'd be cool.
As soon as I get it, I'm going to play it. I'm going to beat the whole thing on stream. Because I know I can do that.
Oh, sure, you can. I have a question, though. Why are you stoked about the second re-release of this game?
Because, so this is not just a re-release. They remastered it. What they've done is they put it in a whole new engine.
But this will be the third time.
It is. But it'll look so fucking crazy good. And it is, it was in my top games of all time.
Have they addressed the controls? Are they going to actually work on them? Or are they going to be loose and floppy as always?
I think they're going to stay the way they are. And I don't think they're loose and floppy. I get why people do. I totally understand. But it's because I played the shit out of that game.
You know it.
I know it. And I like the way that it controls. So I'm looking very forward to that. And I do plan to stream that whole thing on Twitch. I'm going to beat the whole fucking game in one setting.
I will say that's the way to play the game.
That's the way to watch somebody else play it. Watch me
play it.
On twitch.tv/experiencegrind. Come fucking hang out, because I'm going to be hyped for that.
Absolutely.
I'm also really, really, really stoked for Dragon Ball Z The Fighters Ball The Fighter Z. I don't know how they're calling it.
The Fighter Z.
Yeah.
Or The Fighters.
Something Fighters. Of that nature. But it's a 2D hand-drawn Dragon Ball Z fighter compared to the Budokai series, which was like the 3D animation similar to Street Fighters, how they've gone.
Yeah.
Where Dragon Ball Fighter Z is more similar to like Street Fighter 1, 2, and the final fights where they're hand-drawn.
Gotcha.
And I think it looks fucking beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very excited. I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan.
Yeah.
And I'm coming into more realizing I'm a big anime fan in general, which is fine. I still like a lot of mainstream anime. I'm not nearly as deep as a lot of people, but fuck it, man. I'm way deeper than the average person.
Sure.
Which makes me something of a dork, and that's fine.
Yeah. An anadork.
Yeah. That's... Yeah. Even though I don't like Anakin...
Oh, God.
Oh, I turned that back around.
No, nah, it'll work. Okay. It wasn't the worst.
I don't know. Nothing else is really jumping up except for maybe Death Stranding and Kingdom Hearts 3, but I'm still very skeptical.
Either of those see the light of day
in 2018. If they do, okay. I don't expect it, and I'm not anticipating it.
I'm with you. I don't think they're going to come.
Outside of that, I've got nothing really big on the horizon. Everything I want is in the first 2 months of 2018. I'm sure things will come up. And we'll
Okay. I've got two off the top of my head that are coming out.
I know Dragon Ball FighterZ is the 26th of January. I know Monster Hunter World, I think, is like the 12th or the 16th. Mm-hmm. And Shadow of the Colossus Remaster is like February 6th. So that is all like right there.
None of those really have me like, I must buy them immediately. Mm-hmm. I am most interested in Monster
you better
Hunter
be getting
World
that with me,
of
brother.
All of them.
Yeah, but you got to get that with
Dragon
me,
Ball FighterZ.
I know.
I'm not a Dragon Ball Z fan anymore. Like, of course, I watched it when I was 13. Who didn't on Toonami, you know, right? But, I'm not the biggest fighting game fan.
I'm really stoked about that because we're getting that. I'm going to be getting that with good friend Ben Carruth.
Oh, shit, yeah?
He's a huge Dragon Ball Z fan. He's probably easily a bigger Dragon Ball Z fan than I am. I'm a pretty fucking big one.
Okay. So. I mean, that makes sense, yeah. If you got the team to play it with.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It'll make it fun.
What about you? What are you excited about, buddy?
Well, this is the year of Sony for me because I am excited
for Detroit.
Not that. I'm not excited for
and
that.
We do I have God of War.
That's it. Yeah. God of War, which I have issues with them going more open world with this game, and it looks like it's going that route. But I was also a big naysayer on Horizon. And that turned out to greatly surprise me. So I'm very optimistic about God of War. But it is Spider-Man by Insomniac. Like, I cannot fucking wait.
That game does look really fucking cool.
Yeah. If they can nail that story, and it looks like they're taking a lot of inspiration from the comics with Mr. Negative and his story at the kitchen with Aunt May and stuff. And I'm down. I'm down for this. That's a fantastic story with some great character moments. Let's do that with, like,
Arkham City.
Arkham City Control. Arkham Asylum. Slash, like, that quick, fluid movement of, like, what was their game on Xbox One? The roller skating one that Insomniac did, where you shot Sunset Overdrive.
Oh,
it looks like that frenetic pace of Sunset Overdrive with Arkham.
You would expect from a Spider-Man compared to a Batman.
Yes.
Spider-Man moves way faster than Batman ever would.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, I'm hoping that's my game of the year. I hope it comes out, and I hope it lives up to my expectations.
I'm very excited for that one, too. Thanks for bringing that one up. Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't think there's anything on Switch, really, and Xbox, there's not been anything for years. So
there have been rumors of a Bayonetta 3, but I doubt that comes out in 2018.
Whatever, if Suda51 puts out the No More Heroes Travis touchdown game this year, whatever that is, I'm into.
I think, sorry, Xbox. This is going to be the year of Switch and Sony yet again. Because I know that I doubt it comes out either this year, but I know From Software is teasing a new thing. And I think that's supposed to be a Sony thing.
Has it been confirmed to be anything? Like, is it Bloodborne 2?
Nobody knows, really. Which is, that's what's cool about From Software. There's also that ripoff fucking Dark Souls game by... It's not From Software, but it's like, I don't know, it's very anime'd out. I'm looking forward
to
that
one. No, a new one.
Yeah.
I don't actually know what this is.
Ramble for a bit and I'll search it.
Is it Japanese-based, like in old Japanese? Is it that one they showed at the Video Game Awards?
I think so.
I can't think of, it's like a very, it's an Asian name. Like it is.
Check it out. Google searched anime Dark Souls. Code Vein. Is the name of this game.
Nope, that's not what I was thinking of. I have no idea what Code Vein is.
That should be out this year. I'm actually looking very forward to that, too. So I'll show you a trailer.
You know what else comes out this year that I think I will jump on? Oh, I am. One, Dynasty Warriors 9 comes out. And it looks fantastic. I am so on board. But also, I think they're putting out Attack on Titan 2. And I do think I will finally jump in on this.
I fucking love Attack on Titan, the first one. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite games of PS4.
Yeah.
I'm still working on platinuming it, but the game is a lot of fun. It is a very, very accurate recreation of the show.
Look like it, yeah.
I'm very fucking stoked on part 2. I wish they would finish the anime.
Yeah.
I've watched the first half of season 2 on Hulu. Where the fuck is the rest?
You won't see it for another year or two.
I know, it sucks.
Yeah.
That's the way anime works.
Yep. Animation takes a long time, man.
It sure does. Other than video games and movies, which we will cover, how did 2017 treat you, Ryan?
Oh, just like in life in general?
Yeah.
Anything great? Shitty. I was let go of a job.
Sure.
I was unemployed for a few months.
Which was awesome.
It sucked. It sucked dick. I hated it. I know a lot of people love the downtime. I loved unemployment, man.
It does get old.
It was good because it allowed me to beat The Witcher 3 finally. Like, that's my unemployment was Witcher. I got 200 hours in because of unemployment.
God, that makes me discouraged to even continue playing it. But
the thing, you don't have to spend that time if you don't want to. You can get through the game in like 20 hours and be fine.
But I want to.
You'll want to play the side quest. And you'll want to because it's good. But regardless, that was kind of poopy. But I did get a new job. So that's kind of good, I guess. And then the rest of 2017 was just like, I don't know. Some family members died. Some people got married. It's life. It's just another year of life.
Hey, bud. Have you heard about this guy?
Oh, maybe. Marvel got Fox property. So 2017 is fantastic. I'm back on board. Yeah, great.
Have you heard about this guy? Maybe you have. He runs the country. Mr. Donald Trump.
I've not heard about him. What about him? Is he good?
I don't know, dude. All I remember about Donald Trump in this year is that your fucking last gaming party, they were playing euchre and in the garage and they were talking about a Trump card and I was really drunk and I went out there and I was like, speaking of Trump, how about this Donald Trump guy? And nobody laughed except for me. And I was laughing at my own joke. God damn. That was fucking... That was high caliber.
Well, I was in the garage. I was one of the ones that thought it was a good joke. Yeah, I just wasn't at that euchre table.
That was fucking great, man. That was good. 2017 has been a year.
Yeah. How's it gone for you, Kyle?
It's not gone bad. You know, usually for New Year's, I like to make a theme instead of a resolution. My resolution improvement, and I guess I improved, but not. I mean, I guess it can't be a failure, but I didn't improve to the level I wanted.
Sure. Okay.
But I guess it wasn't. I didn't regress. So.
You took one step forward instead of the three steps you wanted.
Sure. Yeah, and I guess you can't be upset about it. Mm-mm. So
no, not at all. I still think that's progress, and that's a good thing.
I'm going to make...
I was going to say, do you have a theme for this year going forward?
2018, I have decided to be... I'm going to go back to an earlier theme, but I'm going to make this year the year of growth, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to grow a lot of things.
Make your penis 3 times larger.
And my biceps and my chest.
You're getting those
chest.
Emails too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But that it was... So... 2018 is going to be the year of growth for me. I don't know. Did you have a New Year's resolution at all?
No, because I think they're kind of dumb.
They are kind of dumb.
I think they're dumb and people forget about them right away. And already like me as myself, so I don't want to change.
Yeah. So I love that you said that they're kind of dumb and people don't follow through on them because I'm going to call back to...
Oh, yeah. I was going to say this too.
You and me... We had this video game New Year's resolution. Both of us were going to do. Yeah. You were going to beat Final Fantasy IX, and I was going to beat the original Legend of Zelda. Yeah. Ryan, did you beat Final Fantasy IX?
No, I made it 6 hours through, and I was like, I don't want to do this.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's not a bad game. It is a very dated game, and it's not fun.
So
I enjoyed the characters for what I played, but I don't... want to grind through like a PlayStation 1 RPG for a little payoff. Like, I just, at this point, I'd rather just go on YouTube and watch the 4-hour video cut of all the story instead of play through the game at this point. Like, I am to the point in my gaming career, I can tell when it's artificial game lengthening, and I can tell you're wasting my time. I don't want to waste my time. I want to be doing things I enjoy with my time, because guess what? We're humans. Our lives are short. We are going to die a lot sooner than we think. I don't want to waste my time playing fucking Final Fantasy IX. So I didn't.
Goddamn, I love you.
What about Zelda?
I played Zelda for all of 10 minutes. I was like, this kind of sucks. I need to come back to this and finish this before the end of the year. That was in March. Never touched it again.
Yeah, it's
what
hard.
I did do was I got a lot farther than you in Final Fantasy IX.
You did replay Final Fantasy IX.
But I still haven't beaten it because Final Fantasy IX fucking sucks.
Ooh. I would not go that far. Man, that I don't think it game. Sucks. It's just not hitting my fancy.
Of the PS1 Final Fantasies, fuck you, Final Fantasy.
There's only
IX.
Like three.
Yeah, there's three. And the other two are vastly superior to Final Fantasy IX.
I don't know. I think Final Fantasy VIII's pretty flawed.
Here's the thing.
I would also not want to go back and play.
I won't pass
now.
Judgment. I'm replaying eight yeah. now mm-hmm. because of the fantastic Christmas gift I got from my fiance.
Of all the times we need video,
I know
is to see that sweet, sweet gun blade you have now.
Yep. So my fiance got me a recreation of the gun blade from Squall from mm-hmm. Final Fantasy VIII. It's fucking awesome. It inspired me. I have Final Fantasy VIII on Steam now. I'm going to be streaming that. I've kind of done the rudimentary start shit, so it's over the boring stuff, and I will be streaming
when
that.
When you're in the academy for like 4 hours?
Yep. So I'm going to get through all that bullshit, and then we're going to pick up the ground running for 2018. So check out the stream of Final Fantasy VIII on twitch.tv/experiencegrind. It's going to be a fucking great time. Mm-hmm. I hope. Because I hated that game, and then I replayed it years later, and I loved it, and I'm hoping that I still love it.
I hope so, too.
And that it's better than 9, because goddamn 9's bad, dude. I'm still going to beat 9, but I'm not going to do everything in 9. I'm like, fuck it. I don't care about this.
Yeah, that's how I was.
I want this to be over. Care. It's mm-hmm. bad.
I don't think it's bad. It's just a format.
I've played a lot of
for.
RPGs and a lot of Final Fantasies, and I think it's easily my least favorite Final Fantasy.
Why?
There's so much not cool about it. Like, so one of the biggest complaints is, especially for a play, it's like, so I get it, you're pushing the PlayStation to its limit, but that impacts so many things. Like, the loading for every fucking random encounter is so fucking asininely long, and it does this horrible fucking zooming around and battle music playing before the fighting even starts for every fight, because it's serendipitously loading it behind the scenes and taking your mind off that. But it gets so fucking obvious. The characters, while they try to go back to that fantasy setting and the whimsicalness of the early Final Fantasies, become very one-dimensional and flat, and I kind of hate that too. Which
and everything you're saying is what I could say about Final Fantasy
15. Oh, about
15? Like the car and the music, and it's all to hide load times because that game is poorly made and constructed.
I probably like it better because it's prettier.
It is prettier. That's it. It's
very
pushing the PlayStation.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah,
that's all it does.
And I don't know, just the story in general, I just don't fucking care about.
That's the big thing with 9 was like it did not grab me.
No. It still hasn't grabbed me, and I've put a lot. This is like the fucking fourth time I've tried to play this game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to beat it just so I'd never play it again.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's fair. That's very fair.
So do you have a 2018 gaming resolution you'd want to make and fail on?
No, I mean, I guess my resolution is not to, like, beat a specific game.
Okay.
But what I would like to do with my time more is I'm a person that compulsively, as I said before, time weighs in on me. Like, mortality, I face it every day. I don't know why.
Hashtag nihilism, bro.
I can't not stop thinking about, like, my death. So, like, I know, like, my time is limited.
Hashtag nihilism.
And so what I do is I worry. I don't play. I play games. I beat it and I move on. I don't complete it. I just, like, I got to do as much as I can because I have no time and I'm going to die, right?
Sure.
And this is what I do. I try to get through as many games as I can and see the story and that's it. I'm going to try to not fucking worry about that this year.
Okay.
To just relax and play Overwatch if I fucking want to.
Love
like, to
that.
Not feel guilty if I'm not, like, making progress and, like, Uncharted number 6 or whatever. To not feel bad if I'm like, oh, Persona 5's over here and I've not played enough of that yet. I'm not going to, because right now Smite's really calling me. But I'm just going to play Smite and be guilt-free. And that's my resolution, is I'm going to try to be guilt-free in my time. What about you, Kyle?
My resolution this year is to enjoy the fuck out of Monster Hunter Online with my good friend, Ryan. And by that, I mean try to reach at least in-game content.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm very looking forward to this. I know you kind of had some qualms with the beta.
I think it was a poorly laid out beta.
I do, too.
I think the game is going to not reflect that at all.
Nope. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of grindy goodness, which
I'm okay with. Grindy.
I am too.
It's especially fun. I like Dynasty Warrior games. I can grind.
Especially when there's payoff at the end of it that is cool, which I think this is going to be chock full of. So that's my resolution, to have fun in Monster Hunter World with you, buddy.
Very short-sighted resolution since the game comes out in like less than a month.
But it's a game I hope has legs that... We're playing fucking November because they fucking added four new monsters.
Okay.
Let's go do it, buddy.
Okay.
You know, that's the thing I like about online games, like Overwatch. Fuck, dude, we've come back to Overwatch after how long of a break, and goddamn, we're having so much fun right now.
Still good.
A great comp team that we're just having fun playing with, and that's what I like about online games is it has legs.
Yeah.
It gives you reasons to come back. I'm like, yeah, fuck it, man. Let's team up. Let's play. Let's get together. Sean, Mitch, Micah, Ben.
Name drop. Name drop.
Of course.
Name drop.
They gotta get name dropped. But fuck, man. That's a hell of a ramble. Let's get into this game shit, dog.
No, I like it. So, okay. Favorite games of 2017. Kyle, I would love if you started.
Okay.
What is a game you loved in 2017?
This is not my top game. We're going to save that.
We're going to save tops for last.
Not give that away.
Okay.
Okay. One game that really, really jumped out at me, and I found myself enjoying a whole fucking lot, and I did not discover this game until November during
a stream?
The 24-hour live stream. This was a game called Gang Beasts.
Oh, okay.
Which other fan of the show, Casey Reuter, turned me onto, and man... Holy fuck, did we have a blast playing this game this year.
Yeah.
This game came out this year, and it is just ridiculous, stupid fun.
I agree.
I love a game that's that.
I did not know it came out this year.
It
Otherwise,
did.
This would have also been in my favorites.
I looked it up, and it came out this year.
Okay, so, perfect. I like
fucking
it.
Fucking fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh yeah, that's on the list. Because man, we really did. I think we played that game more than any game during the stream.
Mm-hmm.
We kept coming back to it just because... It's so simple and so fun and so dumb.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it great.
It is. Now, I saw Mike and a few other people bought it on PlayStation 4. Have you?
No, I still only have it on PC for now.
I was wondering, playing it online with people, is it as fun as playing with couch co-op and the people
I can't
in the room?
I haven't done that yet.
I was hoping you had.
No.
Because that's what's going to push me. Because
sure.
If it's couch co-op's the best way to play it, I'm never going to have that.
Yeah.
I may as well just come over here.
Until we
here.
Do the stream this year in 2018 and we have tons of people
we just
back.
Have like a 5-hour block of King Beasts.
Dude, it was so much fucking fun. I agree.
It was, yeah.
The three biggest hits for this year were the three smallest games. And that was Gang Beast, Lethal League, and Speedrunners.
Oh, I like that poll one too.
Oh, sure,
the big
sure,
floppy
sure.
Big
yeah.
poll
yeah.
game. That was a good one. And Nidhogg, but again, all smaller games.
Yes, all very, very tiny games. None of this AAA shit that people strive for. So
yeah, well, AAA games I think are now focused on single player more so than like the multiplayer fun. And
except for EA said that that's why they canceled that fucking Boba Fett game. And a couple other Star Wars games because they don't think people
they're
want.
Listening to the loud ones on the internet, and again, they're the minority. They're just the loudest ones.
There's always a place for single player.
Stop listening to those idiots.
I agree.
I like that pick. That's a very good pick.
Gang Beast was a very good one. What about you, buddy?
All right. Well, I'll start with one that you won't see coming. Guardians of the Galaxy, the Telltale series.
I'm really not surprised by this. I didn't
not
see
surprised.
It coming.
You didn't see it coming, but you're not surprised. No. And I'm sure anyone listening is not surprised because I love that comic book dick. Ah, but
you also love Telltale way
Telltale's
more than
great.
Me.
I think they do characters and stories really well. Whether their gameplay hooks you or not, that's your personal taste, you know? But the thing that this game did within the first episode. The Guardians, and it's the team you know from the movie, kill Thanos successfully.
Holy shit.
And that's where the story starts.
In the first episode.
In the first episode, you have like this epic showdown with Thanos where you're switching between all five members and you're taking them out. And you do. You fucking win. Where do you go from there? And that's what was so interesting about this game. And they keep ramping it up and they keep making it more introspective and like focused on the characters and their turmoils. And it becomes this really interesting character study. And this is what Telltale does well. And who doesn't want, like, you know, 10 hours with Rocket and Groot and Gamora and Drax and all of them? It's a lot of fun. They get a lot of licensed music from the 80s. You get ELO and stuff, and it's great. It's a lot of fun. Each episode's like has like a different 80s song title to it, and it's pretty much like the Guardians you know in the movies, but in a Telltale game, and it's done very, very well. So if you like Telltale games or the Guardians, it's something you should absolutely check out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
I don't like Telltale. I like Guardians. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say I'll let you borrow it, but I don't know how to let you borrow digital media on the Xbox.
Maybe I'll just suck it up, use Patreon, buy it, and we can do an episode on it.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
That's good. I like
that. We haven't done a Telltale since the very beginning of this fucking show.
Yeah, because you've had a lot of fucking bugs and issues with them.
Yeah. So we'll try it out. I'll try it out again. Fuck
I like it.
2018, buddy.
All Guardians.
Right. I'll get into it. We'll get more
year in growth.
Their year growth. So, gentlemen, another one that really caught me, I don't want to say off guard, but I dove right in and it really impressed me. I'm going to say Sonic Mania.
I didn't get to play this yet.
You have not.
And I think this would have made my list if I had.
We're going to be streaming this together this year. I know that.
I'm happy with that. Yes.
So Sonic Mania is made by a bunch of people that made like fan levels for early Sonic 2D scrollers.
Okay.
That get why Sonic works much better than Sonic Team now.
That's a sad statement.
It really
but
is.
True.
It's so fucking true. And when you play Sonic Mania, you will understand that that's the truest statement to ever be said. It's a giant love letter to all things 2D Sonic. And it fucking nails it. Much better than Sonic 4 that came out like 3 years ago or so on like the PSN and Xbox. This fucking game is perfect Sonic.
It's well
fucking
good.
Awesome. It has that nostalgia tick. It has fan service. And also has a lot of new stuff.
Okay.
It's a fucking amazing mix, so.
Question.
Sure.
Is there a lot of story, or is it like Sonic 2, where there really isn't a story, you get like an opening cutscene, and that's it?
You have the evil Dr. Robotnik, who's fucking things up.
This is all I want. I don't want story in a Sonic game.
You're chasing Chaos Emeralds, maybe, and trying to get to the Death Egg and fuck him up. That's it.
Good. That's perfect.
And it's Dr. Goddamn Robotnik.
Not Eggman.
Fuck you and this Eggman bullshit. Get the fuck out of here.
Sonic was like my game growing up because I had Genesis and not, you know, Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
But I still don't give a shit about Eggman or Robotnik. I don't fucking care. He's unimportant as a character.
Yeah, I get you. What about you, buddy? And then we'll get into some of these fan notes.
Sure. Let's go with Wolfenstein 2.
Okay. I have not played this one.
This is one that I think will be controversial because this is one I will say has some unflinching truths, if you will, some shock value moments to it. The opening scenes kind of have a flashback for BJ Blazkowicz, who is the titular character in these Wolfenstein games.
You said tit.
I did say tit. And you are kind of shown his family, and his dad is one of the most racist piece of shit characters imaginable, like using every fucking colorful word he could think of.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
It's very like, it's on the nose. It's very blunt. It is not subtle.
Is his dad the Jewish one?
No, I think his mother
is the Jewish. Okay.
Uh-huh. And he is like the typical white man racist from the 50s. Like, it is exactly what you would expect. But it actually ekes out some good drama and character moments. And it's weird that you have a game where kill Nazis, you fucking kill Nazis in over the top fucking ridiculous ways, and your character's name is BJ Blazkowicz.
Yeah.
And there is more character depth and nuance here than in most shooting games. It's such a surprisingly good story and some fantastic supporting characters. I love the world that Machine Games has created here. I want to see more of these games. This is another really good addition to it. It did not wow me in the way the first one did, but I think that is because that was like, holy shit, like they took Wolfenstein and did it again. Like, and it is very much...
It's the same way old Doom grabbed hard. Me. Yeah.
Doom felt more update and modern.
But still in that same...
It is. Yes. Yeah. This is kind of that way, but for Wolfenstein. So yeah. It is more stealth-based, and it is very focused on a kind of clunky cover mechanic. And your ability to play with that is going to kind of determine your fun with this game. But I think the story is fantastic. It's a great story. And just some really, really surprising moments. That I think are kind of shocking and fun. Like, it's fucking... I say fun, but I don't... fun maybe isn't the right word. Because, like, this is a world where it's alternative 70s, where, like, the Klan is walking around and it's just, like, out in the open because the Nazis have taken over America. Yeah. It's just really interesting. And no other game's doing anything like it.
So,
and it has a point, which is more than can be said about most games.
Right. You as a middle-aged white man, you don't think that sounds fun? The Nazis and the Klan and
No, not fun.
It sounds terrible. Have you heard about this guy, Donald Trump?
Make America Nazi-free again. One of the dumbest controversies of the year.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Anyway, it's a great game. If you get it on sale now, which I'm pretty sure you can do, it's absolutely worth going through. No multiplayer or anything, so
really
depends on your enjoyment of single player games. I think it's a great story though.
So I want to give a call out to some of our fans who commented. We put this request out for games and movies, but a lot of people talked about the games more because. A lot of people think we're primarily a gaming show, which is fine.
It's because we're tangentially linked to Tadpog now.
Yeah, that's okay.
The games part is my least favorite part of this podcast.
The games is, I don't know. I've really come into movies a lot more.
Yeah.
Just talking with you. But anyways, so Micah Perdue and Ben Creighton both love Overwatch. Even though Overwatch did not come out this year. they're both still very into that game. I get it. Micah especially. We've been having a lot of fun playing with Micah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Personally, that's been a lot of fucking fun. And I get it. Overwatch is a very tight, very well-made game. Mm-hmm. I would expect nothing less from Blizzard. So,
if I had to go back to my 2016 list, now playing as much Overwatch as I have played, it would be in my top five from last year now.
Yeah.
So I get this recommendation, and I can heartily recommend it too.
Sean from the Nerdy Thursday podcast says Friday the 13th, which is also a game that came out last year, I think.
Came out early this year.
Oh, was it early? Okay.
Real early this
fucking
year.
Fucking A, Sean.
Yeah, he got it right. He got it right.
Friday the 13th is also on my list. It's a fun one. It's just dumb fun.
I've yet
really
to play
it. Really still buggy and glitchy, but it's enjoyable for what it is. Totally get you there. That's really all I'll say about Friday the 13th.
That's fair.
If you want to hear more, Nerdy Thursday has a whole episode on it. Go listen to them. They fucking love that game.
Great dudes.
Totally, totally agree with them on that whole thing. So check them out. Nerdy Thursday. Another name drop. You're welcome, boys.
Mm-hmm.
your wife, the lovely lady Laura.
Oh, shit.
Is sucking the glowing cock of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
And it's glowing because everybody is sucking and rubbing on that cock, apparently.
She fucking loves this game.
She does.
She also admits she's a bit of a basic bitch for it.
I will say, I've played an hour of it. It's not for me. I think there is a game that's very similar that is much better, which we will talk about in a little bit.
Okay. I think I know.
You do know. That said, watching her play it has made me appreciate it much more.
Yeah.
Because it's cool seeing her, like... go through this world. And like, she's finding this stuff. She's getting excited every time. And like, it's cool seeing that magic like work on her.
What I love, we both have had issues with Breath of the Wild. One of the things I think that game does very well is its use of music, which this show comes back to music so much. And the subtle way it flows music through certain elements of that game. Mm-hmm. It's very, very, very well done. It is. So.
And Nintendo has been on a roll this year because their games, their open world games, they really encourage you to explore. And like, I will say that too about Breath of the Wild is like, if you are rewarded for going wherever. Like, it's not one of those games where it's like, what's up on that mountain? You go up there, nothing. I wasted 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You actually there'll find be something up it. It's there. Good, yeah.
Friend of the show, Dustin Grissom, Dugree, and Casey Rice, also friend and fan of the show, both are on that Horizon Zero Dawn dick.
I am also on that dick.
Yep. I know all three of you are really, really on that. So, Dustin also mentions Cats, which is, it's an Android game. I might be on iPhone as well.
Okay.
It's Crash Arena Turbo Stars. Anyway, what it is you have, everybody plays as a cat and you build your own, it's like BattleBots, but with cats.
What's battle? Like robots that fight each other?
Sure, yes. Okay. Yes. And it's kind of all automatic. You just get different parts that have different bonuses. It's a lot of fun. It's a cell phone game. Okay. I actually also really enjoy Cats.
Oh, so you have played this before?
I have played it. Okay. It's a lot of fun.
I had never heard of this game before you said it.
It's pretty sweet.
Okay.
And finally, Jordan Evans of the Stale Popcorn podcast.
Oh.
His game of the year was Final Fantasy XIV Stormblood, which was the second DLC to come out for that game.
That's the online one, the MMO?
I'm still working through fucking Heaven's Ward or whatever the fuck. I'm having a real hard time with Final Fantasy XIV. I've like unsubbed and resubbed.
You're like on a roller coaster, man, with that game.
I know.
Every 6 months it changes. Like, I love Final Fantasy. You gotta play it. And then I'm like, I'm having such a hard time.
Yeah. So I'm back in. I've resubbed and I'm already ready to unsub again. So that's where we'll leave it. But that's where our fans are kind of at.
Okay.
I think some of them are kind of in line with us. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
What about you? What's another hit game you've got?
Well, I'll just go ahead and talk about it. Horizon Zero Dawn, because it is not my game of the year.
Wow. Blown away again. If you had heard the movie episode that's not going to come out, you would know I was blown away by Ryan's number one choice, which when it does come out, I will act surprised again.
You'll feign that excitement all over again. Thank
you.
Wow.
What?
Horizon Zero Dawn. This is that game I was referring to when I was like, well, Zelda does it, but I've seen another game do it better. Horizon is that game. For me, I'm kind of tired of the Ubisoft big open world, like, waste your time to, I don't know.
You and
gamers
me both,
get
brother.
Boners on this, like, oh, how long is the game? That's how I measure how it's worth. Fuck that. Like, it doesn't have to be long to be a good experience. Horizon is fucking really long. There's so much shit to do.
I love how this immediately contradicts what you just said. That's great.
I know. So if you're into that, like, that's great. But the surprising thing is every task is fun and interesting in that game. Like, in a Ubisoft game, like Far Cry, you have to climb towers and shit to open up new sections of the map. In this game, you have to hunt down that giant fucker with that big flying saucer dome, like that big brontosaurus looking thing, and then climb it like a Shadow of the Colossus and then reach the top. And each time it's slightly different and you have to find different ways to get to it.
That's why Far Cry is too, but yeah, I like that.
I disagree. I think, the towers are slightly different, but you're doing the same thing each time, which is jump from there to there, walk on
a
tiny platform. Yeah. And maybe it's more like that, but it's more exciting when you're doing it on a living fucking metal dinosaur thing. It's this weird mix of sci-fi and fantasy, so it's got the best of both worlds. I think there's some great performances and actually an interesting story. I am not 100% on this dick though, because I do think the animation is not great. I think some of the facial animation is fucking downright jarring and bad.
That is one of the big complaints I've always read about this game.
Yes,
even at launch.
And I hear a lot of people praising it. And I'm like, oh, we must have played a different game. And maybe it's because I got off The Witcher when I came to this game. But it's like night and day. Like, this is not quite well.
You talking about Hellblade? Because that movie has fantastic facial animations. Or game.
Hellblade?
You haven't played Hellblade and Setsuna?
Is that the Ninja Theory?
I believe so, yeah.
One? I've not yet. Have you?
No, but I've seen a lot of shit about it, and I want to
it
really badly.
It looks gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, no Ninja
but
Theory
But I've seen a lot of the mocap
great.
For it, like the chick that plays the main title character. So.
Okay.
They did a lot of cool shit for it. I'm very looking forward to it.
I am interested in too.
I have not played Horizon Zero Dawn because I've been waiting on you.
That's my fault. It took me
to let me borrow it. Yeah.
It's one where I said I got it, and you're like, let me play it with you. I'm like, good. Yeah, I'm just going to run through the story real quick. Because yeah. That's what I do. Like, I was perfectly intending to be like 20 hours and done. Like, I finished the story, give it to Kyle. I got sucked in like every fucking side quest, like doing
that's
these
fair.
Stupid hunts.
That's fine.
It's so engaging. Like, just the thrill of switching between traps and melee and bow and stuff. It's all fluid. It all works well. Like, mechanically, I think this is a perfect fucking game. Mechanically, there's no open world game that plays as nice and feels as nice. I think even Witcher 3, which I think is a better game, is clunkier in its mechanics.
Really? Okay.
This is a smooth fucking game to play.
That's the thing. I think Witcher is very clunky.
It is. It's a little clunky. You play Witcher for the story and the characters and that, and the environment, all this. This has all of that, maybe not to the extent of Witcher, but those gameplay mechanics are just buttery smooth. Okay. So I love this game. I hope there are more from this this series. Yes, series. And I don't know.
I was
surprised.
I think it did very well above expectations. I know the DLC has also done very well.
Yeah, I've yet to play that.
So I would be surprised if it did not get a sequel. So,
And I hope it does.
Yeah.
But that's enough about Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
Kyle, what's another game you love this year?
I'm going to get into one more, and then I think we should move into some hates.
Oh, shit. I got a lot more.
Okay. I'll do one.
I'll go rapid fire.
Sure. Let me just rapid fire all my others off, too, real quick. Also on my list, I've got Gran Turismo Sport.
Oh, yeah.
Which I really, really enjoyed as a fan of racing games and Gran Turismo in general. I really like that. And the fact that it was online shit. If you hate that, they've also added a single player campaign you can play now. It's fucking great. It's Gran Turismo. Looks beautiful. Plays fucking fantastic. You know what you're getting. Mm-hmm. It's a great game. Super Mario Odyssey. Not a surprise. Mm. Fantastically well-crafted game. A lot of fucking fun this year. Takes that Mario 64 formula and tweaks it to the utmost of perfection. A lot of fucking fun there.
Mm-hmm.
I had Friday the 13th. I also have on here, I've made a lot of noise about this game. And I've caused up a lot of ruckus. But I still think this is a really fun game. That is PlayerUnknown's Battleground.
Oh, shit.
Also known as PUBG. I've shit on it because...
You have.
I don't think it should be in top list because it's not a released
game.
It's
a beta game. It's in beta still.
It is in my top games. It's not in my top fives or whatever. But it's a fucking fun game. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's just not released yet. But holy shit, this game is a lot of enjoyment.
It adds what is arguably like one of the freshest, newest multiplayer mode types of game, like that battle royale type of game. We've not had like a new multiplayer type of game in like years. This is something new. This is fresh. I think it does deserve the praise it's getting, but it's not.
The two things I do love about it is that it doesn't matter how many hours you've played on it. Everybody has the same chance because you don't start with any weapons. It's all based on where you go and what you get.
Mm-hmm.
And even still, you can still get killed because you don't, you know, everybody's against everybody. That's a lot of fucking fun. And just the quickness. You know, as you and I both have said, we're getting older. Sometimes we don't want to sink tons of time into a game.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do, but when I don't, I can hop onto PUBG and an entire match takes like 20 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe 30 if you make it to the top 10. Mm-hmm. But still, it's guaranteed to be fast because of the fact that the game constantly forces you to move in. And if you don't move into the new circles, you die.
You die.
It's fucking great. So,
and another move I like, that they respect your time enough that when you die, you just go ahead, start a new game.
Right,
it doesn't matter. You're fucking good to go. Like, I like that, and I respect that in the PUBG.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So, those are the other ones that I had that I really, really enjoyed.
So, I know what your game of the year is, then.
Of course you do.
I guess I should have known.
I've not shut the fuck up about that game since February. Surprise!
All right, rapid fire. Injustice 2. Maybe a perfect fighting game. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. Like, sure, you can have Street Fighter 2 for competitive reasons or whatever, but Injustice adds like a Diablo 2 loot grind system into it.
Did
it has like
this?
A great multiverse. Like, it, yeah, like you get pieces of armor that one not only physically change how your character looks, but like gives boosts and bonuses. Like, they give you defense and attack and stuff. Like, it's neat, and they have so much single player content that if you are like me and you do not like fighting online and getting your ass handed to you a million times, you have like hundreds of hours of shit to do in this game. Like, you can do anything.
You not have me mention, intrigued.
It's a great DC story. This is a better story than any DC movie universe thing has done since Zack Snyder has come on and been involved. So Injustice 2 gets top marks for me. I love that game. Nier Automata was not my game of the year, but I think it is fantastic.
I'm
underrated.
Very curious to what your game of the year is going to be now.
I think you know what it is. But Nier Automata, we have an episode on it. It's great. It's a neat little treasure of a gem that enough people will not play, but you'll play in 10 years or you'll hear about it, and you're going to be sad that you didn't play it.
I kind of like Nier Automata.
Yeah, you might like it.
Kind of. I mean, it's okay. I guess.
Yeah, I know. Then I don't know. I know what's coming. That's why I'm trying not to. Uncharted: The Lost Legacy.
Is this the one with the two bitches?
This is Chloe and Nadine, the villain.
Is
from
that
4.
Sexist enough?
Maybe. I don't know. I think you can always go more sexist.
Is this the one with the two cunts?
There you go. That's sexist enough. Ba-doom! You did it. This is where I feel like they've nailed Uncharted.
Really? Okay.
More so than the main games. I think there are filler in the other games. And as much as I loved Uncharted 4, it was my game of the year last year. I do love it. There's shit in there I don't like. Like, that's exploding skeleton stuff. Like, there are filler moments.
You didn't see it, audience, but I fucking rolled my
real
eyes.
Real hard. Like, real hard. So I thought he was having a stroke.
Yeah.
8 hours. It's just an 8-hour quick experience, and it's done. But it's, again, really good story. It
might
feels
have
like a movie. It's
turned
it's
me
so
on to
good.
This, because that's my biggest complaint with all the Uncharted.
I think you can pick it up for real cheap, or just rent it. You can go through it in, like, a day or two. It's very easy. But I do think it is, like, just the perfectly paced Uncharted game around. And I do think these two female leads are maybe the most interesting protagonists like this game has had.
I like Chloe a lot.
She's great here. They do a lot with her character. And
I missed her in 4 because she wasn't in 4 at all.
She wasn't. They were saving her for this. And now playing as Chloe, it's like, I don't ever want to go back to Nathan Drake. And I like Nathan Drake, but like, just give me more Chloe.
I've always liked Chloe.
Chloe's great.
Plus she has that South African accent, like, ooh la la.
Yeah, the Afrikaans.
Give me that.
Yeah, I agree. And I did briefly mention this earlier, but I will give the nod to Persona 5. It's a game that I've not been able to complete because I just haven't made for it. But
I loved every bit
I've played of it.
As much as an RPG grinder I am. Like, fuck, man. That game is going to take some focus and some time.
It does. It does.
I saw somebody else, I think maybe even The Nation, describe it like, it's a fucking really great, super confusing linear game.
Ooh, interesting.
Because, like, no matter what you do, really,
yeah,
you're going to get the same result. Mm-hmm. But it tricks you into it. So I was like, that's...
I can see
that. It's pretty on the nose, so...
I can see that. I've only... just put out there, I've only made it through the first dungeon. But that dungeon, I thought, like, the back and forth between the real and the fake and, like, kind of the themes there going on and, like...
Stealing the hot.
I like this. I like what they're doing there. It's great.
I've really enjoyed Persona 5.
It's real smart, fantastic style. This is, like, one of the coolest, stylish-looking games this year.
Sure is.
Loved it. I just wish I could play more of it. And that's it. That's on my list, except for the favorite game of the year. Kyle.
Wait.
Why don't you go up, huh?
We got all these hate games. Do you not have games that you hated?
Oh, you're going to save the favorite game for the very end?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't want to end on hate.
What you, oh, that's true. We did.
I don't want to end on hate.
It's not fun to end on garbage.
No.
No. It kind of was very anticlimactic in that movie episode you'll never exactly. listen to.
Exactly. So I want to get into hate.
Okay. I'm good with this.
I've got some hate, though.
Please go. You probably have much more hate than I have.
So my biggest... Okay, not my biggest, but my... All right. Let me start off with the one that's just kind of everybody's on the same page. Did you play Lawbreakers?
Is that the epic?
The Cliff Bleszinski.
Is that the one where they rotate around those orbs?
That's the one where they
try
to rip off...
Is it first-person shooter, or is it the MOBA?
It's the first-person shooter MOBA.
Paragon's the MOBA. I did not play Lawbreakers. I played Paragon.
Yeah, Lawbreakers, they try to rip off Overwatch. Made by Cliffy B. It's garbage.
It's not good?
Oh, it's fucking... It will maybe go down in history as the shittiest game of 2017.
I don't think that's true. I think I've got some contenders.
What do you got?
Yooka-Laylee.
Okay. Maybe.
Yooka-Laylee, because I am one of those motherfuckers who is nostalgic for the 64 era.
You are.
And I eat that shit up. Yooka-Laylee was a promised return to the Banjo-Kazooie days of old. And I like Banjo-Kazooie. Not really crazy about Banjo-Tooie, and, you know, Rare does some bullshit every once in a while. Yooka-Laylee was lots more bullshit than I expected. Just real disappointing launch. I just don't know what else to say other than, man, I was just really disappointed. I don't think the characters are that engaging. The villain looks like Gru from Despicable Me, so he's completely, you know, hacked and just uninteresting. It just reeked of, we're going to mine your nostalgia for some money, much in the way that Bubsy re-release this year is. It's like, nobody wanted this game. Why did you give us this game?
Nobody asked for this. Yooka-Laylee, I'm not a fan of that shit anyways, and I just was not going to be interested in Yooka-Laylee at all, so.
Yeah. I was one of the ones that was very interested, and I was disappointed.
Yep.
It wasn't. Shit. Maybe Lawbreaker still takes it. I don't know.
Lawbreakers is really bad.
But I do have another game. That will be it. But
okay.
Please, you go ahead.
Another game. So, as has been established many times, I think I'm going to change it, though. I'm a fan of Metroidvanias. But I think what really a fan of is Igavanias.
Oh, yeah. Igarashi?
Yeah. Igarashi, who made, of course, Symphony of the Night and two of the greatest Game Boy Advance Castlevanias. I've never been a Metroid fan, and I'm going to admit that here on the show. It's something I've come to
Metroid
recently.
Samus Returns? Is that the one you played?
I've played Samus Returns. That should have been on my list. But no, what I'm getting at here is a game called Hollow Knight.
Oh, I don't know this one.
It is in the similar vein. They call it... This is another... fuck you, gaming media of all time. This was another one they called the Dark Souls of Metroidvanias. That was the big thing this year, was to call it the Dark Souls of blank.
Boo.
Fuck you, you fucking idiots.
Boo.
Anyways, so it was like that, and like it had really hard boss characters, and it was kind of punishing gameplay with also Metroidvania style. Okay. I've been duped by this before. I was duped by this with the Luchador style game.
Oh, Guacamelee.
Yes, Guacamelee. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that game to a point, but it got so blah. Similar, you know, I've come to realize I just like Iga style.
Okay.
Vanias. Sure. I'm very, very excited for Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. I've backed that Kickstarter, so fucking A, give me that. Hollow Knight, huge disappointment to me. It's also the reason I've heard that this other game that came out this year, Owlboy, is very similar. Mm. I have now decided to completely avoid it unless I can get it for like $1 and try it out, because fuck that. I've been burned too many times. So
I understand that.
Hollow Knight, big letdown.
Avoid it. Got it. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Here's the mic drop. Mass Effect Andromeda.
I'm not surprised. You're going to be surprised by one of my big mic drops, I will say. I'm not showing you.
I mean, if it's... Well, it's not, because the only thing that could break my soul is if you said Mario Odyssey.
No. But for me, I'm telling you, you're going to be surprised. But anyways.
It might be.
Mass Effect Andromeda.
God, what a fart of a game.
Did you actually buy this?
I did. I bought it for $8 around Black Friday, and it was the day one deluxe super special edition. $8. Only 6 months after launch. That's how poorly this game did.
Yeah. It's no surprise.
What a fucking botched launch this was. Like, I don't think I've seen any game get as much negative attention as Mass Effect, and I wanted to be that person and be like, well, people are just butthurt because of Mass Effect 3. That's the reason they're doing this, and it's whatever. No, it's bad.
It's bad.
It's clear that the team working on this did not get the resources or money or time they needed. And after they showed off Anthem, it's clear where the Mass Effect team actually went to. It went to Anthem. It did not go to the Mass Effect game.
Because goddammit, I am still kind of stoked on Anthem.
Anthem looks great.
It does.
Anthem looks fantastic. Anthem looks like the game Mass Effect Andromeda should have been. Mass Effect Andromeda is a game that has come out 7 years after Mass Effect 3 on a new fucking generation of consoles and looks worse.
Worse.
It looks worse. It plays worse. The characters are worse. I played so many multiplayer matches where, like, enemies would just walk off into nothing. Like, there are so many fucking fundamental glitches in this game that just should have been caught at a base game testing level. This is a garbage game. This is a game that was not ready for release, so they just shoved out. As much as you want to talk about, like, other games, I think this is legitimately maybe the worst game of 2017 and easily the most disappointing one.
Okay. So that's the end of your list? Because
I've got one more, but that was the worst.
So let me go, and then you'll do your one more, and I'll finish with the last one.
It sounds perfect.
This game, I wanted to like. I tried to like the first one a lot.
Ooh.
This is a Switch game. Splatoon 2.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just could not.
I've never played it. It has never appealed
to me. This is maybe one of the... And I don't trade in games very often.
I saw you had this at one point, and then I think the next week I came to record, it was gone.
This is one of the quickest turnarounds I've ever had in a game. I bought it. I was very excited. I wanted to play online, especially with some of the other people that I know online that have it, and I just didn't fucking care.
Really?
And I tried to play Splatoon 1, and I had the same reaction. I don't know why. I thought this one would be different. It wasn't. And I was like, fuck this.
This is more of the same.
It's garbage.
Yeah.
I'm fucking out of here. That's all I have to say. Fuck you, Splatoon 2.
Okay. I will not buy it. Good to know.
Yeah, don't.
All right. Well, that was very succinct. I liked it. Marvel versus Capcom Infinite.
Wow, I didn't even know this came out.
It did, and I was, again, one of the dumb idiots who was looking forward to it, because Injustice 2 came out earlier in the year, and now, I think in August, Infinite came out, and I was looking to getting that Marvel slice. Like, I want a Marvel fighting game with a nice story. You don't get that. You get the bare-bones Capcom fighter bullshit with, like...
It's what Capcom does all the time now.
And it's gotten to the point, this is the one, where I'm fuck you, Capcom. Like, I'm not gonna buy any game you put out for at least a year or two. I'm not gonna do it. Like, I know your tricks now. You have shitty business practices. But let alone that, the art style is hideous. Like, the character models in this game are fucking ass ugly. It looks like... Rob Liefeld drew him with a butt in his pencil in his butt. Like, they're just they're
sick
too masculine. Also, fuck Rob Liefeld. Like, great, you made Deadpool. That's
thanks.
Like, you draw worth
get
shit.
The fuck out of here.
You fucking. I didn't
have you
like
seen that Captain America?
Oh, it's horrible. Like, there's no
titty,
need for that.
The titty Captain America.
God. Yep. Uh huh. Yeah. So it's. It's bad, and
we don't do show notes, but I will fucking throw
like
a titty Captain America in these show
in the
notes, because everybody needs to see this shit.
Yes, go look at the Captain America Rob Liefeld drawing. Have a good laugh. You'll get loads more enjoyment out of that than you will Marvel vs. Capcom.
Okay.
It's not even a good fighter. It's just disappointing. Not the worst game by far. It's just really disappointing, especially when... You have Injustice, you have Tekken came out this year and had what I hear is a very solid fighting game.
Except they don't have my main character, fuck you.
That is disappointing, I'm
sure.
Anyways. But Marvel vs. Capcom, big fart.
Okay.
So Kyle, what is your last disappointment? Is this the surprise? Is this the one that's going to surprise me?
Are you ready for this,
Ryan? I am. I don't know if I am, but I'll hear it.
It pains me so much to say this.
Oh, no.
Am I weepy-eyed? I don't know. My biggest fucking disappointment gaming-wise in 2017.
Nier Automata. I knew it. Fuck.
Is Destiny 2. Fucking atrocious.
Oh my Bungie god, that surprises me.
And Activision.
That does surprise me.
Have done to Destiny. You fucking idiots. What have you done? You had 3 years of fucking hard built. Hot fart.
They've had 3 years of hot fart.
No, now it's a hot fart. They had 3 years of hard fought fucking respect and grind and determination. And you pissed it away in under a year.
Mm.
Not even fucking 3 months, dude. I got the DLC, and it was the most disappointing thing in the world. I'm so fucking bummed that I bought the fucking season pass, because I have another DLC I'm going to fucking have to play to at least get my money out of, and I don't even care. And I was so on board with Destiny 2 from launch. I fucking was super into it. I fucking managed a very big clan for a long time at the start.
Yeah.
I got a lot of people through the fucking original raid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, dude, it has fallen on its ass.
What specifically is it just the DLC that disappointed you? Or is it like
it's
the
one
systems
of many
in play? Like they've changed the systems or something?
They've changed the systems, the way that power weapons work and what constitutes a power weapon. And they've changed the recharge time of your supers. So in Destiny 1, you do feel like this supreme space badass. And in Destiny 2...
I never felt that way.
Everything is so fucking nerfed. And if you don't feel like that in Destiny 1, you're definitely not going to feel that way in Destiny 2. And, you know, it's beating a dead horse at this point. But if you're familiar with EA and Star Wars Battlefront 2, dude... Bungie has shit the fucking bed repeatedly over their microtransaction shit. I don't...
Yeah.
You just Google Destiny 2 and you see like at least 5 different controversies regarding their microtransactions. And you're fucking... Dude, fuck your soul. You fucking ruined your game. You've killed the soul of your game. The people that care.
Mm-hmm.
Stop chasing fucking whales. This is not a fucking Android cell phone game that is managed on... For people that spend hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Or if you're going that way, make it free.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't charge for a season
pass.
We
bought into this
for the game.
For fucking $60, dude. Why are you hiding content from us?
Yep.
And it's repeatedly. And they keep saying, oh, we're listening. You're obviously fucking not. So my biggest disappointment is you. It's Destiny 2. Fuck you. And fuck you, Bungie.
Man.
You have to really strive to win me over from this point. I am done. And that, as Ryan will tell you, is a big, big fucking thing.
That would be like if I came out and I was like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe is corrupt and bankrupt and I'm fucking done with them.
It's wild. I know.
That's crazy.
That's hot shit.
Especially since it seemed like they were on the right track after The Taken King, because that's...
Exactly.
The first time,
welcome to all of us.
That's the first time
what
I enjoyed Destiny.
What the fuck are
Destiny.
You doing?
And then it's
where were
this.
You? How do you go backwards from this? You right. knew what fucking work and what people wanted. What are you doing?
I guarantee you, different teams working on different
it
things.
Is, it's exactly what it was.
And I think that
and
Taking
they brought
King
over,
team went somewhere else.
They've brought the live team over from Taking King finally to Destiny 2. But they're still stemming a fucking battle, and Activision is pushing a lot of this microtransaction shit still. Which is, how did you not see what happened to EA?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
How? And still think this is a good idea?
What's weird is Activision also owns Blizzard, and look at Blizzard and how they're doing microtransactions perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I won't begrudge you wanting to
cosmetic.
Get some extra money. Cosmetic, exactly, that's it. And that's...
But it's not cosmetic in Destiny 2. It is not.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
It really is.
Damn.
And it,
I did not
the worst
this.
Part is, you know, in a Blizzard game, you can still earn it.
Mm-hmm.
In Destiny 2, it's literally almost impossible. You would have to play for like 8 hours a day every day. It's like the EA shit where like, you could get Darth Vader if you played 10 hours a day for three weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a chance at it.
Yeah.
It's that level of shit that's like, no, yeah. I'm not doing that. I am walking away.
Yes.
So.
That said, I would also, at this point, I hear you. I think that's great.
Fantastic.
I like what you said there. I agree. Yeah, they're great. Destiny is doing great. I love it. Uh-huh. Well, I'm listening. I'm totally listening. Let's speak about Battlefront real quick, because this is not, well, I don't know. It could have been maybe one of my favorite games of the year if I had a little bit more time with it. But I think they have successfully righted their ship, and they've gotten to a point where, like, I've spent maybe 25 to 30 hours on the game. I've unlocked everything.
Which is crazy to
which
me.
Which is perfect.
Yeah. That's really awesome.
That's a good amount of time to spend on stuff. They fixed their loot box shit at the last minute. It might revert back and it might get bullshitty again. But for right now, like,
no, you've got an unlock.
Battlefront 2 is a good game right now.
You know what? I want to disagree with you, but I can't, because
it's fun.
I bought this game during Black Friday. I've played it with you. Mm-hmm. I've played it with Sean from Nerdy Thursday. I've played it by myself a lot more than I've played with you guys. I really fucking like this game.
Yeah.
I'm a big Star Wars fanboy. It's hitting all those fucking niches that I want it to hit. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
It is. It is. So don't let that controversy scare you away from that game.
It
Destiny
starts a
2,
little
it
rough.
Sounds like, well, maybe we should wait.
They're still not learning.
Yeah.
Which is sad. Mm. Dude, I can't count the fucking articles that people have written calling them out. And they're like, oh, no, we get it. We're sorry. We're listening. And then they just fucking do the same thing. And I'm done.
I'm fucking done. I don't blame you.
I haven't touched Destiny 2 in like a month, man, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just thought it was because you were really into Overwatch.
No, man. Fuck. I have more fun with Overwatch. And all my friends are playing it.
It's true. It's true. And that's it. Well,
Ryan.
I am glad we did not end on this note, Kyle.
Of course not. No.
You're right. That was a wise decision not to
Ryan,
end on that.
Ryan, let's get hype. I'm very, okay. very, you know mine.
I know
so
yours.
We're going to end on mine because.
Okay, because it's the obvious one.
What is your fucking game of the year, dude?
You know what it is?
Is it Super Mario Odyssey?
It's Super Mario Odyssey.
Boom!
As you said, this is like that old school Nintendo 64.
And you don't even like Mario 64 that much, right?
No, motherfucker. Mario 64 is like one of my favorites.
Is it? Okay.
It's my one of my top Mario games.
I forget who it is then.
It's not
me. My apologies.
I love 3D Mario much more than I like 2D Mario. And I like 2D Mario just fine, but like 3D Mario is where I fell in love. Like, okay. It was Mario 64 that, like, devoured my life for, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
I did everything I could in that fucking game. It was just a joy walking around.
Yes.
Mario Odyssey recaptured that. And maybe this is because, like, it's on the new system, the Switch, and, like, having that ability to go and play wherever I want. That may be added to it, but, like, Nintendo has done this thing where,
excuse
like,
me.
They make it magical to just walk around in this environment. Like, I love that you're getting these new dumb outfits, like, every 20 minutes in this game. I like that the Power Moons are kind of more available than the stars in Mario 64, that you, like, can spend an hour and, like, hey, I just earned 30 moons. Like, whatever. Great. Cool. And it's this fun reward system where it pushes you to explore, and then there's also like a really deep challenge later in the game. Like, I think it's got the learning curve perfectly down.
That's the way 64 was too.
It is, man. And
you can totally beat that game, but then there's beating the game.
Oh god, yeah. What to get that true ending, you fucking are gonna bleed some fingers, because there's some rough shit. And there's some bullshitty stuff, like the jump rope 1,000 times or whatever, or perfectly walk around the circle while it disappears. There's some kind of shit, but, like, those are so few and far between of, like, the, what, 1,000 moons you get? Like, that's, like, maybe 20 tops. So it's a very small percentage of bullshit. And what is, I think, a fantastic game, I think it is not only my game of the year, this is one of my favorite games I've played in many years. This is maybe my favorite game, I don't know, since like the PlayStation 2 era. I love Mario Odyssey. I was such a naysayer going into it. You were. Won me over.
Like, and actually, it's funny because even Nathan was like, what the fuck is Ryan talking about? He was kind of upset
in our prediction thread. I thought it looked stupid as shit. Yeah. Yeah. I hated the trailers. I didn't like where it was going. I thought New Donk City looked dumb as fuck. It looked like Sonic 08 all over again.
I love this so much, man. This is hilarious. But like,
as soon as it pops on and you see Mario having that acid trip, Doctor Strange astral projection into the frog for the first time, I smiled, and I could not stop smiling until, like, I beat Bowser. And then you become Bowser, and, like, I love this game. Like, just 10 out of 10, I think this is a perfect video game. I think it's good for everyone. This is the game. If somebody's like, I don't like video games, like, motherfucker, you just wait. Let's play Odyssey for, like, 10 minutes.
Sure.
And I'm going to change you.
I love that.
This is my game of the year. It's a great description. This is what I love in games.
I love it. I'm so excited to hear that.
Yeah, it's just fantastic.
That's
I love it.
It's fucking awesome, man.
If the Switch gives me nothing else, and it has already done it, worth it. Worth $300 just to play Mario Odyssey.
Switch is such a killer system,
it
man.
It really is.
It really is.
Kyle. Surprise. Drum roll.
I mean, Ryan, what is my game of the year for 2017?
1-2 Switch.
Yes. Yes, it is. Surprising.
It's that jerk-off game.
Surprising everyone. It's 1-2 Switch. No, it's Nier
it's
Automata.
Nier Automata. Automata. Ooh,
whatever you want to say it. I fell in love with this game like 6 months before it ever even came out. It lived up and surpassed all of my levels of hype, which is a hard thing to do because I very easily overhype a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I just loved everything about this fucking game. I'm a big fan of the original Nier. This game surpasses it in every conceivable way. I know it outdid every expectation from Yoko Taro and Square Enix and even Platinum to the fact that I'm pretty sure there's going to be more. I know they want to bolster this relationship. Yoko Taro is so fucking excited for this. And I love eccentric, unique creators who are not harbored in their creation aspects. I love Kojima.
Mm-hmm.
Yoko Taro is in that fucking crowd easily. You know, Suda51, he doesn't always hit it out of the park, but I fucking love you for trying. Shinji Mikami, fucking go for it, dude. Do what you want. I'm going to give it attention.
Igarashi.
Yeah. you know, all the... But my top two are fucking easily Kojima and Yoko Taro.
Agreed.
God damn it, I fucking love those guys.
Well, I'd say Yoko Taro and Suda51 for me personally.
Sure.
But I will not begrudge anybody for that.
But man, we did an episode on Nier Automata. I can't say any more about it. If you haven't played it yet, God damn it, it's probably so cheap now.
Play it. No. That's the beauty, is it's not. It's still fetching a high retail price because I think people are going out and playing it. And I think it is this kind of unexpected hit.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy because I'm with you. Every step of the way, this game is art. This is art. Beautiful game in its themes and its characters, in the gameplay, how it mixes and melds all these different styles of play, and
turns things on its head.
It does.
And like you play this whole game, and then it's gonna fucking switch everything on you, and then you're like, what the fuck? And then it's gonna switch it again and tell you other stories, like, have you play as other people and show different things, but it doesn't show you different things.
Mm-hmm.
This game shows you different aspects and different fucking viewpoints and makes you feel and makes you think. Oh, my God, dude. Like, it's so hard to describe, and that's what sucks about Nier Automata, because you can't really describe what makes it fucking amazing. It's something that has to be experienced, and God damn it, though, man. This game came out in February. Nothing has even come close to me for an entire year. I've had a lot of fun playing other games.
Yeah.
But I come back to Nier Automata. Like, it's so fucking good, man. It's so smooth. Dude, Platinum Games made this fucking combat. Nobody does it better. I don't care. They get that fucking combat. They get the smoothness.
Mm-hmm.
Everything feels natural. Just fucking do it. If you haven't played Nier Automata and you listen to this show, please play this fucking game right now.
And beat it more than once.
Yes. At least 3 times.
As soon as you get the ending, play it again.
Yep.
Because you'll get new things. And it's... I beautifully said, Kyle. I have no extra input to that. It's perfect. I agree with you on everything.
I'm so
you
glad
said.
Too.
Mm-hmm. I'm very glad you introduced me to the Nier franchise.
Yeah.
Personally, I still think I like the characters and story in one just slightly
more. One is it's a hard game.
Everything else is much
better.
That's why
Automata is so much better, because they bring in Platinum to handle all the shit that Yoko Taro doesn't get.
Any of the clunky jitteriness of the first one, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's just a great experience from start to finish, and I think a very fitting game of the year. If it can't be Mario Odyssey, I'm glad it's Nier Automata.
Awesome, man. Well, fuck, man. This is a great year. I'm excited for what 2018 holds for us, buddy.
Maybe a surprise Nier sequel real quick.
I hope so. Something. Anything Yoko Taro does, I'm on board.
Drakengard 4.
God damn it. I got to play Drakengard 3.
When you do, let me know. I'll play it too, because I've got it sitting on the shelf waiting.
I've still got it. I haven't even started it yet. So many other things.
I know.
I got it right when everything came out at the end of the year.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But we're going to do that because that ties directly into Nier, the original.
I hear.
Anyways, Ryan, where can people find us, buddy?
You can find us at facebook.com/experiencegrind. You can find us at Twitter at expgrindpodcast. You can email us at experiencegrindpodcast@gmail.com. Look for us on YouTube with Experience Grind. And, you know, if you have any questions, just reach out anywhere. We'll probably get to you quickly on Facebook and email first and foremost. But
we're pretty good
really
at that.
Anywhere. Yeah. Just reach out to us anywhere. We love you guys. And more so, as we kind of reflect on the year to come, I think we should say thank you to our listeners for supporting us, listening to us. You guys are great. Really love interacting with you guys out there, and we hope to hear more from you in 2018.
Please do. I love the outreach in the favorites of 2017 post. Mm-hmm. I want more of that.
I do too.
I fucking enjoyed all of that interaction. I really love talking to everybody. So please step it up, guys. Ball's in your court. We will never not talk to you.
And Micah, learn what the year is, because Overwatch does not count. Goddamn, you're cheating. And a Facebook post, too.
You fucking idiot!
Goddamn it!
Anyways, watch me on Twitch. 2018, I'm really ramping up all Twitch things. Twitch.tv/experiencegrind. We're going fucking hard. Ryan and I are going to really commit once it evens out from this holiday shit. Mm-hmm. Once a week, we're streaming together, playing all kinds of shit. I'm going to try to stream every day. I can't commit fully, but, you know, it's going to be a lot more. We're ramping up, everybody. So please, you know, hang out with us. We like you guys. You obviously like us because you fucking listen. So
yeah.
I don't know.
You shouldn't, but you do.
fuck you, 2017. Eat a dick, 2016. To 2018.
Yeah.
Hurrah!
May you be okay.
Huzzah! I am Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
And you know what? It's the new year. We're going to take it old school. Go fuck yourself, everybody.